St. Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today we, as I just said, celebrate the feast day of St. Matthew, who is both an apostle and an evangelist, one of the writers of the four Gospels. St. Matthew, before his conversion, had a different name. He was called Levi, and he was a tax collector in the city of Capernaum, which was the city where Jesus was living at that time. Well, Matthew was a Jew, but the problem was this, that he worked for the Romans who had conquered the Jews, and so the Jews and the Romans were enemies. And Matthew went about and he charged all of the Jewish people very expensive and very unjust taxes. And so the Jews did not like Matthew at all, nor did they like any of the tax collectors at the time. They would have absolutely nothing to do with these tax collectors, or as the gospel calls them, publicans. But our Lord saw things differently. He always does. He always sees things so much clearer and more perfectly than any of us could possibly see them. Our Lord was one day walking along the shore of a sea called the Sea of Galilee, when he saw Matthew there, sitting in his tax office, in front of a table, probably the table had all sorts of money on it. And our Lord walks in to the office and points at Matthew and says, "Follow me." And did you know what Matthew did? He didn't ask why. He didn't say, "Who are you?" or "What do you want?" or "Just give me a minute. Let me take care of my business first." He laid down all of his money, he forgot about all of his business, and he followed our Lord right out the door and where he wanted him to go. Well, later on, we read about it in today's gospel, just a few moments ago. Matthew made this really large and fancy dinner for our Lord, and he invited many of the other tax collectors and publicans to come and meet our Lord, and they listened to everything that Jesus said. They listened with a lot of attention to every word that fell from our Lord's sacred lips. But then some of the Jews who saw what was going on, they began criticizing our Lord and saying, "Well, you're eating with sinners. What are you doing that for? That you're not supposed to do that." They couldn't understand what our Lord was doing. But our Lord said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor, do they? Well, these souls are sick, and they need me. That's why I'm here. I'm here to help sinners to get better." And it silenced all of his critics, all of those Jews who couldn't understand him. Well, later on, after our Lord ascended into heaven, Matthew stayed in Palestine, and there he preached the gospel and wrote one of the four gospels, which showed to the Jewish people that Jesus was truly the Savior spoken of by all the prophets of the Old Testament. And eventually, St. Matthew was put to death for the faith. It's a short sermon today, children, but there is a very great lesson to learn from St. Matthew, and that is this. When Jesus called St. Matthew, Matthew came at once. Not a single question, as I said, fell from Matthew's lips. We all have to obey, to imitate that obedience, but especially you children. When parents or teachers tell you to do this or that, don't question. Don't stomp your feet. Don't pout. Don't whine. Just simply obey and do your best to put on a smile when you have to do it. Obey right away without any question. And this is the great sacrifice that our Lord wants of all of you children, and this is the sacrifice that will make all of you saints. It will make you more and more pleasing every time that you obey your parents or your teachers or your priests. You raise your place in heaven each time, and you become a little bit more like our Lord Jesus Christ, who obeyed always his parents. So let us ask St. Matthew today for that virtue of humble obedience, always prompt obedience. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.